Hey everyone, welcome to the Family Business Podcast. My name is Dominique Sampson.
And my name is Malobi Sampson II.
And on this podcast, we're going to talk about everything from relationships, careers, God, therapy. Listen, we are talking about it all.
So sit back, relax, and let us take you on the adventure of a lifetime.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to our podcast.
Good morning, good night, good evening, people.
Literally, we have recorded this or attempted to record this now 2 times, and we had a full episode, and that joint deleted.
Well, what are you going to do? You're just going to try, try, try again. That's all you could do.
That was just so stressful, just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what?
What?
That means we're practiced. We're deep in this thing. We're ready to get going.
I mean, we're still sticking our foot in a little bit, but
yeah,
I just feel like that was so much time that we just spent doing that episode.
I digress.
Okay,
we can do it. Come on.
So, welcome back. Today we're going to talk about service to your partner. And we were talking about a few things before we ended, because we recently had a conversation in our relationship, as we do
pretty often.
Yes. Yeah, many times we have these conversations. It's almost like these come to Jesus moments where we're like, am I loving you? Do you feel love? Do you feel good about yourself? You know, are you where you want to be in your career? Are you where you want to be as a parent? And we had one of these conversations with each other, and it was around, do I love you? And we had to ask each other, first of all, is this a safe time for me to bring this up to you? Because I'm going to bare my feelings, and some of these things may hurt your feelings. I'm not attempting to hurt your feelings, but some of these things may hurt your feelings.
Right.
And I want to know if you are stable where you are in order to receive this feedback. And if the person says, sure, I am, then we go in and have our conversations. And again, marriage for us is a lifetime. So we're not looking to hurt each other's feelings. We're literally just going in saying, I've been experiencing this thing. Mm-hmm. Are you also experiencing this thing? If so, if not, what are we going to do? Yeah. And so this particular time we were talking, literally I listened to a podcast that we just did, and I said, I feel like I struggle in this area. And then literally he brought it up and said, I do struggle in this area. So it was kind of a great reflection moment. But we spoke about me not feeling as loved and him not feeling as respected. And, you know, there's a great book called Love and Respect, Respect and Love. Mm-hmm. We probably should read it at some point. But it's a great read out there. I'll leave that in the link below for you all to check out that resource. But we were speaking specifically about all the things that I do around here that I think translate into respect towards you, that don't translate into respect towards you, that actually transition into, oh, this is what my perception of a wife should be doing, where vice versa, the things that you think translate as love towards me, for me, really say, well, these are the things in my perception that a husband should be doing, right?
Yeah.
And though we had a few conversations before we got married about our expectations, I remember even the month that we got married, we were like, okay, okay, what are we going to do? What do you expect me to do? What do you expect from me and from you and all that? We had the whole conversation, you know, within our first couple of months of marriage.
We did.
And it was fruitful for that season, but we have been together almost 3 years now. Next month, it'll be 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in being together this 3 years, we have changed each year. Our needs have changed.
Correct.
What I needed you to be in year one, completely different than what I need you to be in year three.
Yeah. And the other piece to that is that we are changing as well. And so the things that were super duper important to us, while they still are, now there are more things because now we have a kid. Now we're getting tired. Now you're in school.
Now we're getting old.
We're running a business, right? And so, like, in that, and not even that we're getting old.
You're like, now we're getting tired.
But more so, like, we're our time is being used differently. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Whereas mm-hmm. before it was like, man, I have all the time in the world to do this thing. Yeah, I would love sure. you. Yeah, I'm willing. No problem. Sure. Yeah, I'll take sure. a beating. It's all right. Yeah, I can get back up. It's okay. And then after a while, it's like, okay, wait a minute.
Wait, what kind of relationship are you talking about?
I think it was more so like that. It was like, yeah, I don't mind doing these different things. Mm. And I'm not going to do these things. And also, I think we didn't mind doing them and neglecting ourselves. Mm. Like, I think in the beginning, because you're so in love, it's easier to die to self, because it's like you don't even know yourself in the beginning. Sometimes for some people.
For some people, yeah.
Right? And so then as you start to, like, work through it and get through it, then you start to realize, oh, wait a minute. Like, no, this is important to me. Mm-hmm. You know, it mm-hmm. is important to me that we spend the time together. It is important to me that
time with our families. Respect.
Yeah.
Right. So how then, we raise our baby.
How like, we raise our kids.
The things became more real. I agree yeah, with that. I yeah. agree with that. For sure. Because I think before marriage, it was very, we thought we knew. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I even said on the last podcast, is that like no matter how holy your union is or your relationship is prior to marriage, there are still expectations that you have of your spouse
yep.
that even if you do share them, because you have no context of marriage, you don't even recognize or realize what
you're agreeing to. Yeah. And I want to preface that by saying
marriage
meaning
beautiful.
In the best way.
Yeah. Marriage is beautiful.
It is the greatest partner decision that you can make.
For sure. For
and
sure.
So to think and realize that God designed this thing and that he has a plan and intention for it is very, very beautiful. And I thank God every day that like, man, like Lord, there's still more that I can learn and do and grow in. And I thank you for giving me the grace to do so, you
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm. So I'm just, you know, I love that you said that. I'm just thinking about, sometimes we, so the book, I'm reading a book right now and, it's called Sacred Marriage. Mm-hmm. And in this book, it talks about, you know, how a lot of times we get married and think that now that we are married, this thing will satisfy all of the things that we've been craving. Oh, man, now that I'm married, I'm going to have a, I know for me, it was like, oh, man, now that I'm married, oh, my gosh, we can go everywhere together and do everything together. That's not realistic, first of all, but it was definitely a desire I had, an right. expectation almost right. that I had. The moment you told me you couldn't go into the store with me the first time and you said to me, dang, do I have to go in the store every time you go? I was like, excuse me. Yes, you do. Because we are one. So when I'm going, yeah. you're going. When you're going, I'm going. So I think it was healthy, unhealthy, right? Mm-hmm. But I think a part of that was that my expectation was that, and not even I had a healthy expectation, healthy framework that you would not come and complete me. Like I, boom,
right. yeah,
knew
yeah.
that. Check, yeah. check. You're not completing me. I am a whole person before I met you.
Right.
I don't need that. But I think there were other expectations that I had that I was not even aware of that I brought into the marriage when, and I didn't realize until they start to come up and we start to butt heads. And I was like, dang, this is something yeah. that I have an expectation of and we just haven't talked about it.
Yeah, didn't realize that it would become one or mm-hmm, is one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we were just chatting about that and, you know, people who are, you know, looking to get married, I think, like I was saying, sometimes come in with those unrealistic expectations, as holy as we think that our expectations are. Sometimes we say, I want to just get married. This is my life partner. I just want to do life with them. The Lord told me, or whatever the reasons are, like the book was saying, back to the book was saying the purpose of marriage is not to serve you. The purpose of marriage is to serve the other person.
Right.
And so everything that you do is around how you make them feel and how you make their experience rather than how they make you feel. And I shared with you earlier that I had this revelation that when I get to heaven, God is not going to ask me how other people treated me. He's not going to say, dang, Dominique, that was really sad how they did that thing to you or how right. she said that thing to you. Man, I feel bad for you. He's not going to ask me how people treated me. He's going to ask me how I treated people. Right. I saw that time when you didn't do this, or when you gave to this, or when whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And those conversations are, you know, heavenly. So I don't even pretend to know what they're going to be about. But that thought just came to my mind of like, he's not going to ask me how people treated me, because I can't control that. But right. I can control how godly characteristics drip over me, mm-hmm. so that I can then live those things out. And I think the same thing goes with marriage. He's not going to ask me about your intentions towards me. That's yeah. that would be unfair to me. But he's going to ask me about how I loved you, mm-hmm. how I honored you, how I did the things that a biblical wife should do towards right. their husband, right. and vice versa. So that was a huge revelation for me, because I came into marriage desiring, as every girl does, to be happy and to expect that in some ways, not every way, but in some ways, you would make me happy. And was introduced to that fact that that is not true, that you don't always make me happy. I mean, you're human beings. You don't always make me happy. And there are some times when you make me extremely happy, but happiness is kind of, as we talked about last time, kind of, you know, here for it and then not there for it. So
yeah, and I think to add to that too, that you know, similarly, that there are areas where you're thinking that your actions, you do all that you can to win, and then after you get into the game, you sometimes stop doing all you can to win.
I think I remember you
saying that.
You
stop seeking, or you stop pursuing, or you stop really studying. And so I have noticed even for myself that, like, you know, in the beginning, it's like, okay, what does she like to order? Okay, ooh, she likes to order these things. Okay, what does she like to wear? Where does she like to go? What is she? And so those, you're like studying, you know, studying. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it's like, that's what love looks like. And so then in marriage, I'm not going to say it, even though a lot of people use this as the excuse of, you know, life hits you, and when life hits you, you know, it just ain't the same, as everything changes. It's just mm-hmm. different.
You're tripping.
And it's interesting that, like, a Christian isn't called to become less Christian when circumstances get challenging.
Right.
And in fact, we're called to have more grace. We're called to lean more into Christ. It says, in our weakness, his strength is made perfect, you right. know? And so there's something to boasting. And even in Romans, it talks about that we would boast in tribulation. Like, when things get hard, we're going to be like, all right, I know, because this is going to lead to a thing. It's going to cause hope. And this hope is going to cause endurance. And this endurance is going to, it's never going to fail, right? The hope is never going to fail, is what it says ultimately in that scripture. And so in thinking about that, it's like, that goes so counter to what we're used to, because mm-hmm. What we're used to is this idea that, like, oh, like, I think it's the similar mindset that I think a lot of young guys still have it. I had it when I was a kid, where it was like, I want to grow up, become rich and successful, so I can retire my mom and put her in a nice house. Right? That was the goal. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of young men's goals. I don't know if it's black. I don't know if it's white men, but I know in black communities, it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, you know, the first thing I'm going to do when I get money is get my mom a house. Right. Mm-hmm. That's your thinking. And mm-hmm. so it's very similar to marriage. It's like, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get the baddest chick, and then I'm going to marry her. And then after that, it's like, you don't hear people saying, like, and then I'm going to keep dating her, and then I'm going to make sure she's happy for the end of all days. And not even happy, but I'm going to love and serve her for the end of all days. Mm-hmm. You don't hear that. You know, it's often like,
it got canceled.
What?
That thought.
That show.
That, yeah.
you know, I got Netflix. You, dang, I was enjoying that show. What? They canceled it. Wow. Why'd they do that? Right. And so it definitely is a thing where, like, you don't hear people excited or bragging or talking a lot about what they plan to do after. Mm-hmm. And so it's similar, I think, even to how some Christians put more emphasis and effort into people becoming a Christian more than they do in what you do to stay a Christian. How mm-hmm. to disciple, you know, how to walk with people, how to love and serve on people. And so I think that the love aspect is very revealing to the character. And you brought up something in our previously recorded / deleted episode that talked about love. And mm-hmm. we were looking at how even when you love, you could love by giving a stranger all of your possessions.
Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 13 specifically.
Verse 3. Mm-hmm. Because we done read it. Mm. All right. 1 Corinthians 3. You could do that. You could have the faith that moves mountains. You could prophesy. You could speak in the tongue of men and of angels. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have love, you have nothing.
Yeah.
And then as we're going to do now, we are going to tell you in our next episode and go into discussing what does love look like.
Yeah, what does love look like? So we hate to drop it off on you like that abruptly, but listen, we recorded this already. So this is just what y'all gonna get tonight.
This is part 12 for us and part 1 for you.
All right, we'll talk about what is love on the next episode. Talk to y'all later. Thank you.